stuff.
Good morning, this is Diana with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, authorities will have the power to seize nitrous charges, or NANGs, found alongside illicit tobacco or nicotine products in Queensland. New laws have been developed to reduce use, which can cause paralysis and death when consumed in large quantities over an extended period of time. Under the new laws, it will also be a criminal offence for a commercial landlord to knowingly allow a tenant to sell illegal cigarettes and vapes. The bill attacks the illicit trade from every angle by cutting off profits, closing premises, exposing complicity landlords, and removing the financial rewards that sustain this illegal industry, says Health Minister Tim Nicholls. In national news, the family of a 17-year-old Aboriginal boy says he was racially profiled when he was pulled from a Canberra bus at gunpoint by police. The boy's family say officers did not ask the boy's name or any form of ID before pulling him off the bus, handcuffing him and putting their knees on his back as he lay against the ground. After realising they had the wrong boy, police continued to search him. The family has requested the body camera footage from the incident and funding for trauma counselling. In other news, alternative protein startups say they cannot get the finance they need to establish their industry in Australia, forcing them offshore. Alternative proteins are being promoted as a possible solution to feed a growing world population, which is forecasted to triple. Products include meat and seafood substitutes and specialised food ingredients made from soy, peas, hemp seeds and ancient grains like quinoa. Further emerging products include insect-based ingredients and meat cultivated from animal cells or produced through fermentation. Ingrid Applequist from the CSIRO's Food Innovation Centre said the lack of venture capital is a problem for many startups tapping into this market, as well as a shortage of qualified staff and infrastructure needed to expand this industry. In international news, NASA has unveiled close-up pictures of an interstellar comet that's journeying through our solar system. Discovered in July this year, the comet is only the third confirmed object to visit our corner of the cosmos from another star. The comet is visible from Earth in the pre-dawn sky by using binoculars or a telescope. Several NASA spacecrafts near Mars zoomed in on the comet as it passed at 29 million kilometres away. The closest the comet will come to Earth is 269 million kilometres in mid-December. For your weather today, it's hot in Brisbane, but not as hot as Jonathan Bailey, named Sexiest Man Alive for 2025. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
.au is a marker of trust online. Any website or email using .au has a verified connection